Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and today's guest is Iowa State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman.
So as the Iowa legislature kind of winds down, we're getting a little bit closer, funnel weeks are coming up. Can you just go into what's alive right now and what looks to be alive moving forward?
Well, you know, I haven't been able to look at all of the bills that the House has sent over compared to what the Senate has taken up. But what I can say is that I'm certain that there is going to continue to be conversation about broadband and how we're going to be able to create a network within broadband so people can be connected at reliable speed. That's something that I think there is discussion and there's going to continue to be discussion between the House and Senate. I also think we're going to continue to have some conversation about the Life Amendment, that is the constitutional amendment declaring that there is no constitutional right to an abortion in Iowa's constitution. So I think those are two things that will continue to be highlighted, but you know, there's probably a few other policy pieces still yet to be completed, but we really are starting to go into the final phase of the session, which is budgeting and finding a pathway to during the session.
Now, in relation to what Iowa lawmakers are doing relating to the budget, you know, one thing that's kind of popped up is the phase out of commercial property tax replacement payments, or commonly known as the backfill for local governments. Can you just talk a little bit about what the talks are on that?
Yeah, the talks are very positive. Look, what Senate Republicans would like to do is to lower property tax in this state. That is through a proposal in which we would eliminate mental health funding through property tax. And that's about $100 million, $100 to $120 million that the state would then absorb that cost and start funding mental health through income tax and sales tax. So we want to eliminate that off property tax rolls, and part of that package is to have a 3-year or a 5-year phase out on backfill. That is the extra money that the state has been providing local governments. So for those communities, those cities, those counties who have not been growing, they would be on a 5-year phase out compared to those that have seen the economic benefit from property tax reduction. And in those counties and those cities, it would be a 3-year phase out. But again, we're taking about $100 million that we are funding those local governments with and phasing those out over multiple years and seeing a $120 million reduction in property tax.
One question that would relate to kind of that phase out for those local governments, what could be the potential impact for those, you know, city governments or county governments if they don't have that backfill? You know, could that potentially lead to them having to, you know, cut positions or anything like that?
I don't believe so, because quite frankly, it's a net positive for them, given the fact that we're taking mental health off of their requirement to fund. So most communities are going to see a net positive from us doing that, where they no longer have to provide mental health funding. So it's a little bit of a wash, but in the end, the taxpayer, the property taxpayer, sees the biggest benefit.
Now, one of the big bills that has made its way through the House and the Senate this legislative session dealt with permitless carry, which it was passed and is now waiting for Governor Kim Reynolds to sign. You know, what has kind of been the consensus on that legislation, you know, and how it'll change being able to purchase a handgun and being able to carry a handgun without a permit?
Well, look, you know, I strongly believe that individuals have a right to exercise their constitutional rights without government being in the way. And frankly, having to go get a permit to get permission from the government to carry a firearm is somewhat defiant towards what we really should be doing here in the United States. And, you know, the one thing I think people are missing is when you go in and get a permit, it's good for 5 years. And so a lot can change in a 5-year span. When we go to permitless carry, there's going to be background checks whenever you're purchasing a firearm, such as a pistol. And so we actually, I think, are strengthening our law when it comes to making sure that those who shouldn't be carrying a firearm, particularly those who have become felons, that is a disqualifying factor. But the reality is, for most of us, we're law-abiding citizens and should not have to get a permission slip from government to exercise our Second Amendment rights.
Now, one of those big bills that you have brought forward this legislative session has been the big tech censorship. I know that there was some movement in recent weeks on that. Can you just tell us a little bit about where that piece of legislation currently sits?
Well, having had conversations with the House, I think it's going to be a real challenge to get the Senate version language language across the finish line. But I think there is a broader discussion now as to whether or not these big tech companies should have any special tax breaks, not just for those who aren't censoring, but we're kind of on a new phase here talking with the House on perhaps it's time we just simply eliminate these very rich tax breaks for big tech companies. And hopefully here towards the end of session, we might be able to break something loose in a budget bill to do just that.
Now, could you just give a little bit of an update on where the Iowa charter school bill is and what the kind of talks are with that?
So the charter school bill, obviously we passed it as part of a comprehensive bill out of the Senate. The House decided to kind of deal with that issue on its own as opposed to being part of a comprehensive bill. So they have sent over language to the Senate. We are reviewing that. I do think we get something accomplished when it comes to charter schools. I'm disappointed that we have not been able to get something passed through the House when it comes to our scholarship program, particularly in those schools that are failing the students. I do believe that economic barriers should be broke down and that parents should be able to have the ability to send their children to a successful school.
One bill in recent weeks has become a little bit of a topic, and that is the bottle bill here in Iowa. And some Iowa grocers recently lost a lawsuit in district court. Can you just talk a little bit about where the bottle bill is and how it's kind of risen to be one of the hotter topics?
Well, this is an issue that's been going on for years and years in an attempt to change our bottle bill law. You know, there are some very strong advocates for the removal of bottles in our grocery stores. You know, if you've ever had an opportunity to go tour one of these redemptions in a grocery store, they're really unsanitary. And here we have food coming in the same area. It's concerning. And, you know, we're trying to find solutions to maintain a positive environmental impact while also recognizing that times have changed. In fact, one of the great things that we have now over the last 30 years is curbside recycling. And a good portion of the state now does curbside pickup, which has been a big part of the equation here when it comes to recycling. A number of these cans and bottles are not being redeemed, yet people are paying a deposit on them. And it's not that they're throwing them away. They're simply recycling them. They're putting them in their curbside recycling bin. So tough to say yet where the bill will go, but it is funnel proof. It's a ways and means bill, so it deals with tax policy, and something, again, could break loose all the way up to the final day of session.
And that was our conversation with Iowa State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Senator Chapman for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.